Nice to see you, Neil.
If you were still hiring, would this and the remarks you heard from the president today propel you and compel you to hire?
No, it would give me great concern because there's tremendous uncertainty. Are taxes going up? Are we going to be able to balance the budget deficit? What's happening internationally with our trade agreements? Business people can deal with almost anything. Uncertainty is not good. And boy, it seemed to me that there was also a bit of demonization of free enterprise today. And free enterprise is what's going to put people back to work. So it wouldn't have given me great confidence, I have to say.
Wow, you really don't get this, Meg. This is a situation where you are the CEO of eBay, receiving investment banking services from Goldman Sachs. Then you joined the Goldman Sachs board and the compensation committee. Then Goldman Sachs started to feed you these sweetheart deals. And you made a fortune, a separate fortune from your eBay fortune. And then until you got caught, you didn't think anything was wrong. The fact is, Congress investigated what you did. They called it corrupt. The SEC investigated what you did and immediately declared what you did illegal. And the eBay shareholders investigated what you did, and they sued you. And they sued you for a huge conflict of interest. The only reason why you paid back any of this money is because you had to settle the lawsuit.
Well, I think it's going to be a short-term relief for the shares. I think Meg's definitely a better choice than Leo. So she's got that going for her. But I think there's going to be a bit of a rude kind of realization in the coming months for the shareholders of HP that, Meg has a lot of baggage that she carries with her. I don't think she's the messiah that's going to save this company.
So anyway, that was a really bad intro.
Yes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amnesia.
Amnesia who?
Knock, knock.
I have one.
You started.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't know. Who's there?
No, see, you're supposed to get confused by that. Because I got you to start it first.
Yeah, I know I am. I'm confused.
Yeah, okay. That's the end of it.
I thought you were Wes.
Right.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Wes, and you're listening to a show called Slurpcast.
Because we eat our food and slurp our food while we
slurp our food and chomp on our drinks.
Yep, and we drink the night away.
I know.
Unlike other hosts on other podcasts
that are professional and eat their food first and then very quietly record, unlike them.
Yeah. Unlike them, right. We actually just sit here and eat and talk about the week's tech.
Right.
What's going on in the past week?
Why not?
Let's do a roundtable quickly.
Except this week nothing happened, right?
No. Yeah, you're right. Nothing happened. A lot of nothing happened.
Right.
So I'm Wes. I'm not famous.
I'm the world famous Mark Burnet.
I'm the soon-to-be infamous
okay.
Bob O'Rob.
Okay. Here we have a guest today.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I am Frank Tillis.
I guessed that.
Okay. Frank Tillis.
From Los Angeles, California.
Angeles, California.
Right.
Welcome, Frankie Tillis.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Tell us, Frankie, what's it like in L.A.?
Well, it's always hot. It's always warm. It's always 72 degrees.
Awesome. Right. It's like Thailand.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
I saw an article.
Thailand?
It's always hot and humid in Thailand.
Well, in L.A., it's not humid. It's dry.
It's like
hot.
So, it's like Cameroon, Africa.
I was on a train in Italy that had some problems, and no one spoke. We didn't speak Italian. They asked questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy sitting near us from Cameroon, who turned out to be an Italian teacher even though he was in Cameroon.
Wow, that's cool.
And he translated for us.
That's awesome.
He spoke English and Italian fluently and stuff. Yeah.
That is very cool.
I know.
So I guess the first thing to bring up is let's talk a little bit about what's gone on this last week.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Jobs.
Mark. Let's let Mark do the whole.
Well, Steve Jobs, who's well known to have a lot of health problems because he had a kind of curable type of prostate cancer, but curable only with really radical medical stuff, including a liver transplant, has finally given up as CEO of Apple, and he's going to be the chairman of the board and still involved with their decisions about products and that kind of thing, but he's not going to be responsible for yelling at people on a day-to-day basis.
I'm positive it happened because I was just thinking about buying Apple stock.
Right.
So all I had to do was think about buying Apple stock, and the action that could have caused it to plummet the most took place.
But since you're about to buy, that's a good thing. You buy low, you sell high, right?
Now they tell me.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. You want it to go down when you're about to buy.
Do you have any money for me to buy the stock with?
Sure.
So he named his successor, right?
Yeah, Tim Cook, who I don't know who that is or that much about him.
Well, he'd been... So when Steve had been sick earlier and had taken breaks and when he did his operation, he had Tim Cook run Apple while he was out.
Oh, that's right. Did Tim speak at any of the shows? Like the last show where Steve only spoke a brief time, was Tim one of the other ones?
I've never seen Tim Cook speak at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Get up on stage or give any kind of speech.
Okay.
It's always been Jobs, but...
No, but the last one, the last speech introducing iOS 5, Jobs only gave a very short introduction, then other people did the rest of it.
Yeah, but I don't think Tim was one of those.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he did get up on stage.
Okay. Is Tim Cook one of the guys in the little videos on the Apple webpage?
I don't think he's been on the videos either.
Okay.
I think he's just kind of been behind-the-scenes kind of guy.
Right.
But he has been heavily involved in a lot of the decisions that Apple has been making among these latest very successful product launches. Right.
Yeah, and you were talking to me earlier, Bob, about what you felt Tim's strength was in the previous role that he played.
Yeah. I think Apple has it pretty much made in the shade for the next couple product releases because they've obviously been planning some of the new products for quite a long time. iPhone 5, you know, probably the iPad 3, you know, probably new MacBooks, whatever.
Right.
Probably new iMacs. So
yeah.
I think the stock price is probably pretty safe for the next maybe 2 years. But I don't know how Wall Street's going to react after that.
The market did dip a little bit for Apple, but it kind of remained flat. I don't know what it's done since. I looked at it this morning. But
it was something like this that's totally known and you totally anticipated this would happen. The stock price was already adjusted to it.
That's pretty much what I think, too.
Yeah.
So what do you think in terms of the product, like the future plans? Do you think people have kind of speculated if Apple does absolutely nothing, they'll be able to live on for several years on the current products and the income that's coming in from the iPhone?
Well, if the new management team can really keep the company running smoothly, Jobs will actually have more free time to work on products than he used to.
Okay.
So it could actually help the products in a way, but...
kind of standing back. I think of Steve Jobs as a kind of guy that pushes himself so hard that he's not going to know how to relax when he does in fact not have to work for Apple.
Right.
And I think part of his mind being as strong-willed as it is has also harmed his body as well. Sure, he's been a vegan and he's been doing what he can to take care of himself, but I think he just works so darn hard that it had to take a toll on his body at some point. And I don't think his mind's going to be able to shut down. He's just in the wrong physical body.
Right.
You know?
True.
Do you think, like, in Futurama, he'll have his brain in a jar?
I mean, there are people that would like that.
He'll float around at the chairman of the board meetings, and he'll just berate people from his jar.
I know.
I think that would be pretty scary.
This sucks.
Yeah.
Go back to the drawing board.
That would be pretty scary.
Just don't get Bender on there.
Yeah.
Okay, I do think there's one thing that we're not talking about here that we should.
Okay.
Which is that Apple was reported just before this announcement to have a deal with China, to have the iPhone going to China. Okay. And that's a much more important item about the stock price than Steve Jobs stepping down, I think, because that's the biggest market on the planet.
Sure.
So,
Sprint. There's also rumors it'll go to Sprint as well.
Right. So what do you guys think about that? I mean, if China does open up its market to the iPhone, and Apple can, you know, tweak the insides enough so that China can use those devices and the front camera and the back camera to spy on all their citizens.
So
whatever they're gonna do.
So China does have iPhones, but they're all like they're all illegal and they're hacked and used. We should pay the bill. They're all hacked and used on other carriers that Apple does not support. So you can go to China and actually get yourself an iPhone 4.
You know what I mean.
Oh, no. I know what you mean. This will kill those people hacking iPhones because now you're going to be able to get a legitimate copy. But from my understanding, some of the hacks are good enough so that people don't seem to care. In fact, a tourist from China was in the Bay Area recently, and some friends of mine were in an Apple store and listened to an argument that this Chinese tourist guy had with one of the Apple reps because his phone, he had done something to lock his phone and he couldn't get it unlocked, and the guy was reluctant to even touch the phone when they found out that it wasn't an authorized Apple reseller.
Because it was jailbroken and stuff?
I don't know if it was. It must have been because these third-party cell companies... Cell providers probably have to jailbreak the phone to actually modify the firmware. So
my point being, if that's the last frontier for Starship iPhone, it's the biggest one yet. It's going to the Andromeda Galaxy.
Right.
And if they can get into that market, their profit margin is going to be guaranteed for quite a long time.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? How do you think this is going to affect Pixar in any way, shape, or form, or will it?
Steve is remaining on the board of directors of Disney, so may not make that much difference. I don't know.
How much influence did he have on the board before
Pixar? I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Probably not that much.
Yeah.
So we're going to all split.
Yeah. We're talking about the check. Right
Frank
now.
Frank Tell is going to give me his cash, his kizash.
Yeah, I use cash. Why not? Like that
life
song
is
goes,
rough
right?
For a
P-I-M-P?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, you know?
P-I-M-P, hey, man.
What's happening?
Yeah, certified project management.
Hey.
That's tough.
A little something on the side there.
Sutton Boulevard, you know? What's up? That's what's up.
Life is tough for a P-I-M-P. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Straight from the Microsoft projects, man.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about Mango.
2002.
That's slightly too much, maybe.
Beep.
We're still settling the check.
What's that?
For the audience, we're still settling the check a little bit.
What do you mean it was too much? I put my card in there.
Okay. No, I mean, No, take the cash back.
So I'll take the cash and pay the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's still a lot of money. So that's so you gave me a 20.
Okay. I gave you a 20 and a 1.
Right. Yeah, you gave me 21.
Okay.
And then that's too much.
Probably.
Yeah?
Don't worry about it. We're recording. We have an audience.
Su madre es mucho pequeño.
So we should really take a survey. Would the audience rather hear us?
Wait. You're assuming.
What audience? What are you talking about? You mean the other people at the restaurant? Oh, okay.
And we know that our one listener isn't listening, at least right now.
Right, okay. Well, he might still. How do you know that?
Delusional. You're just delusional.
No, just because he left his employment doesn't mean he's not listening anymore.
It probably means
he have more time.
He has better stuff to do.
All right, so let's open it up to other people with articles. We just talked about the probably one of the biggest news. The other news we can talk briefly about, we should probably touch on it, is that HP did what?
Well, they did two things. They got out of the PC business.
Which is their most successful business.
And they also, totally undercut the price on the touchpad.
Because they're getting out of the WebOS business, which they paid billions of dollars to buy just a year ago or something.
Because someone there is
on
someone's
crack.
Idiot son and has to perpetuate the long-standing tradition of the son of the genius founder being an absolute idiot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or something like that.
Right.
So what happened?
Yeah, so HP bought Palm not that long ago.
Right.
I forget how much. Was it billions of dollars? I don't remember how much, but a lot.
Yeah.
Mainly because they wanted the WebOS operating system. And they had developed a tablet and phones based on WebOS. and they were claiming they were going to put WebOS in the printers and all kinds of other devices.
And at the time that they did this, I remember commentary from people saying that they were really excited about HP doing this because from a hardware standpoint, HP made really solid hardware. So they were thinking, whatever they come up with using the WebOS is going to be really nice.
Right. So they did come out with a tablet that sold for the same price as iPads, which, of course, no one would ever buy it. Okay. No one would ever buy anything that's the same price as an iPad. So HP started lowering the price. They even put it on Woot at a really low price.
Yeah.
No one bought it. Like, Woot sold, like, a couple hundred of them or something.
They're, like, $300, though, or something like that.
Yeah. But they're still way less than an iPad, way less than it had been.
Right.
They still sold very few of them. So the new CEO of HP decided to just drop WebOS completely.
Okay.
And they're selling off all the touchpads that are left for $900.
Yeah. And we just went through one wave of the sell-off, and so everybody was clamoring to grab one. And
I tried to.
Yeah.
I had it in my hand.
Right.
I had it in my cart. I clicked buy, and their website crashed.
Damn Java. Yeah.
Damn Java. Let's go hunt down Larry Ellison.
I know.
Okay, anyway.
Larry Ellison? HP has decided that since all of a sudden everyone is so excited, granted that is good, not cheap, but since everyone was so excited about it, HP is now reevaluating whether they should really drop WebOS or not.
Okay.
But they probably still will. Yeah.
I thought when they said they were dropping it, they were going to actually try to license it or give it away to another company.
And then the other thing is that, remember HP had a very big line of notebooks and PCs.
Yeah.
Then they bought Compaq.
Right.
For billions of dollars again.
Yeah.
And became the biggest PC manufacturer, probably compared to Lenovo and stuff.
I know what killed their desktop.
Right.
I know why they're dropping the desktops.
Because it's too profitable?
No, because they started making Diddy Beats in their desktop computers.
What is that?
You guys don't know about that?
No.
Beats by Dre.
Okay.
They added those to their laptops and desktops. So their desktop machines had they would have the red stripe around it. It wasn't because there's an internal speaker that can actually handle a lot of bass or anything, which people might believe is Beats by Dre.
Right.
It was that they had special hardware in the machine so that when you plugged headphones into it, it would supply more bass power, make your sound more...
It's called the equalizer, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't that just an equalizer?
It's called parametric EQ. Yeah, it's called, let's just throw in a hardware-based parametric EQ. Anyway, so they got the label and the name Beats by Dre, put a little symbol on the front of their desktops and their laptops, and that's what the latest HP models have.
Right, but they're also...
Diddy Beats.
Is there any light coming through on the other side?
No. Of you?
No, but they're also very very successful in the market. They are a very large PC manufacturer, very profitable.
And they made great they made great machines.
I know, and they decided to drop it because they decided to drop it to buy yet another company and go into another field they've never been in before because they think that's the wave of the future, whereas PCs are just too mundane. Everyone had mixed PCs.
Well, I heard one of the things from another show that somebody was talking about the same issue was one of the reasons is that their margins on desktops were not that great. When you factor everything into it, they didn't make that much of a profit off of the sale. To be competitive, they had to keep the costs down, and yet they still supplied really good hardware in their machines, but they just weren't making a lot of money from it.
Right.
And so that was one of the factors that led them to drop it, is that they wanted to go into something that's going to have a better return.
But since they have a track record of spending billions of dollars to buy things that fail, why do they now think they can drop all that and get in a totally new business they've never been in before by buying other companies?
It's possible that they're dumber than dirt.
Or they're on crack, I think.
Yeah. They're on crack?
Yeah.
I think they're going to go into diabetic blood glucose checking machines.
Yeah.
I think they think that's what the future holds.
Yeah.
So that's the new touchpad.
Right.
Check your
strip.
Insulin.
Yeah.
Dialysis?
No, not dialysis. Just, the blood checking machines. You put blood on a strip and you put it in the machine.
Makes sense.
So basically you buy a touchpad for $99.
Right.
And you press your thumb against it really hard.
Right. And a little needle goes, ding.
And depending on how desperate you are, to crack it and put Android on it, uh-huh. it'll tell you what your insulin level is.
Now, that leads into the next story or the next thing, which was part of the reason why people are snapping these things up is that the speculation is, and actually it's now known, that you can install Android on these devices, on these HP touchpads.
Okay. And the other ironic thing is that might kickstart the Android market more. Because they now have, all of a sudden, a million more devices out there.
True.
This is true. Yeah.
So, it could be just one of those random series of events that gives one side a huge edge against the other side.
Bob has just defined my sex life right there in that statement.
The edge part the
random?
Right. Oh, okay.
Nice.
Hey, pimping ain't easy.
I'm sorry I gave it away.
Trying to be a pimp. Trying to be a PMP. What can I say? You know, I read the PMBOK. I'm all good. So on resignation day, Steve Jobs worked a full...
Thanks a lot.
On resignation day, Steve Jobs worked a full day.
Okay.
Wednesday. A full day.
At work or at home?
At work. A full day.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. All right. Now that we're done with that story.
Okay. For something completely different, IBM turned 100... And they're not on crack. They don't change their mind all the time.
They're still smoking crack, though.
Yeah.
IBM. I mean, they still license Lotus Notes to companies.
Right, that's true.
That's crack.
Dum, 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 dum.
Actually, what's my other IBM item?
That's Lenovo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, wait. What is that?
Intel.
Dum, 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 dum.
Inside.
What's the other thing?
That was dum, 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 dum.
We all smoke crack. Dum, 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 dum.
You know, IBM made some announcement that, not really justified by anything, but he made some announcement that last week that they came up with a new line of chips that act more like a brain than they're totally the computers.
That is true.
Sounds like bullshit, but I don't know, maybe it's something.
It had to do with...
Until he actually makes it useful out of it, we don't know what it is. But it's supposed to learn like a brain does or something. And
it's supposed to retain, I forget, like if it does something and then as it's doing something, it's learning from the mistakes that
something
it makes,
like
something
that,
along
yeah.
those lines,
yeah.
and that it has multi-thread, like it can do all many things at the same time and yet learn from the mistakes. So to make a processor that could do something useful, they have to put it through many different types of like.
Okay.
They have to give it experience. Basically, is what it sounds like from what I read. By letting it make mistakes to learn from those.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see, like, what...
Yeah, see if they ever come up with anything interesting out of it.
Yeah.
And probably everyone else will do the same thing soon enough, or whatever it is.
I could see, you know, like, fuzzy logic, you know, that whole thing that was popular in the 90s. They were talking about fuzzy logic, where there's no, like, extreme... It's not on or off. It's in between.
Okay.
Which is the way that I best remember fuzzy logic being defined.
Okay.
It sounds kind of like that's what this chip would be good at doing, is handling processes that don't have a definitive yes or no.
Yeah, they didn't really announce enough details to have any idea what they're talking about, actually.
I'm just making shit up, that's all.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
All right. Beep. Beep.
So, in the world of space science...
Right.
Yay! It's the space science episode.
I don't know if it was a secret or basically, is it Rocket Ship 1 or Spaceship 1 that had a test flight where
Spaceship
they reached
1.
Mach 20?
Is that Spaceship 1?
Yeah, Spaceship 1.
Okay. Spaceship 1.
Yeah.
And I guess part of it landed in the ocean, but it was still considered a success. And they're going to go ahead. They're more on track than they thought they were for the first commercial usage of that by NASA. They're going to be docking with the International Space Station pretty soon.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, maybe you know more about than I
well,
do.
Well, what's happening is that since we've ended our space shuttle program, we're going to have to go into space through other avenues, and that's one avenue that we're going to seek, is going through that path, going into space and docking with the International Space Station.
Lucky for NASA, it's way ahead of schedule.
Yes.
Especially with the recent, like a couple of days ago, the cargo transport for the Soyuz part of the space station just basically burned up in the atmosphere.
Yep. Hmm.
So a whole month's worth of supplies for the people on the space station is now space junk or space dust.
Hmm. Oh, that's right. They planned on having that thing dock. That's right.
But how long, how much supplies do they still have, or how long can they go?
I don't know.
No, they have plenty of supplies. So what they're going to do is they're going to continue their launch from Kazakhstan, because the Russians, they usually launch from Kosmodrome in Kazakhstan.
Okay.
Baikonur. They do it from there, and they launch it, launch their spacecraft to the International Space Station.
Okay.
So we're going to, the American astronauts are going to work with Russian cosmonauts. At the International Space Station from now on. And then whatever happens in the future, we're going to continue working with the Russians. It's a turning point in history already that we're working with them. It's mandatory for American astronauts to know Russian.
Oh, really?
It's one of the things in the future.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, it's mandatory for a lot of...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's mandatory. There's no way around it, because to communicate with your allies, you need to know their language.
You can't think about how you have to be good enough to speak, so that if you're in an emergency situation, you can't think about how do I translate this into Russian.
Exactly. Yeah. And also their equipment that they have on that side of the space station, it's in Russian, so they have to know how to read Russian.
Okay.
And
this says flush, this says eject.
Yes.
Which one is which?
Well, let's see. If you didn't study Russian well enough, then whatever result...
I guess I can hold it.
Definitely.
That's pretty funny.
Yes.
Wow.
But the good thing about the news from Spaceship One, I guess, is that it was much more successful than they were hoping. And now one of their robotic ships can actually dock with the International Space Station ahead of schedule.
Oh, cool.
Definitely.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, that's definitely a milestone. Definitely, so.
So, commercial space flights are looking viable much earlier than some of the skeptics thought.
Yes, of course. Well, there's a company, I don't know if you've heard, Virgin Galactic.
Yes.
They're launching their new spacecraft. I don't know if it's next year or the year after that. The first tourist...
Right.
The first commercial tourist
space vehicle. Yeah, but they didn't even go into orbit, though. Theirs are just suborbital, though.
Yeah, it's suborbital, but still, they're going to launch into
and they're anticipating
space.
A price of about $200,000
yes,
per ticket.
Yes, that is correct. $200,000 is a starting price to go up
suborbital space. I think they're totally in the right price point, because I think with the number of millionaires and billionaires growing because of, you know, basically going back to a feudal system in this country where there's no middle class, a lot more people will be able to afford a trip to near space.
Yeah. Well, this here's a good question to bring up for Frankie, just to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of, like, there's a lot of controversy behind, you know, the government stepping back from doing space missions and letting the private sector take over. One of the concerns is that the private sector is not going to be as good at doing QA, maybe. And the concern is that the government had all these checks and balances and things in place and money to fund the correct testing of all the different equipment to make sure that things worked fine. And when it comes to saving lives and having computer systems be responsible for people's lives, the government was really good at having all these protocols in place. So the thing that's kind of up in the air right now is this concern of, like, are we going to see deaths when these private companies who have a lot of money in advertising start, like, launching people into space?
But it's not as though there were no deaths with NASA. NASA's had plenty of deaths.
That's a good point.
So,
yeah, with Apollo 1
so
to start
off
with space missions.
Yeah.
Are there going to... Is it all about marketing, or will these private companies, do you think, do the right thing to make sure that everybody's lives are protected?
We'll see what happens within the next decade. See, once they start, Once they start out, well, then you just
that was the
space.
Sound of people getting launched outside of the window of the space shuttle.
No, as soon as they have their first accident, no one will ever fly them again, so that I'm sure they know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true, right?
So, yeah.
It doesn't hurt to try, though. That's what happens. Yeah,
I think it'll be a very, very interesting time. Because, as we talked about before, the U.S. space program sucks so much that NASA didn't even have plans for the Saturn V rocket that they could go back to and look at after Bush said we're going back to the moon. They're like, well, we kind of lost... My dog ate my homework.
That was a money decision, though. That was money.
Right, but my point is that during the time that we were picking our noses going, well, let's launch another space shuttle and let's ignore the fact that below 32 degrees the O-rings get warped. Oh, no, another disaster. The Russians have still been going forward.
And the Chinese, too.
Right.
The Chinese have gone into space, too.
My next step was that the Japanese, which people don't hear about, the Japanese have had an active space program for ever since NASA started. They've avoided the manned missions and concentrated on the computer missions. I think with Japan doing the like the robot side, China doing the manned side because we have lots of people we can send into space and we don't care about as much as life anyway.
We got pawns. And throw them in there.
And Europe being very active for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And India wanting to be a part of it.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have a whole bunch of different countries that want to get into space.
Don't forget about Brazil, too.
There you go.
Yeah, Brazil is big.
Brazil
on
with their economy, and they've got
that's true.
Tons of resources. So it's going to be a really, really fun, I think, interesting time because the U.S. and Britain have a lot of entrepreneurs that say, I don't give a blank about NASA. We're just going to do it.
Yeah, but I'm fearful that that means mistakes will be made.
They will be made, and people will die.
Yeah,
right.
But there's enough of an interest. There's enough of a pent-up frustration about NASA giving up on manned space exploration. And there's enough of just a desire in the human spirit to get out there and be on different planets.
Yeah, you're right.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, we need to go back to the moon.
We have We need to go to fucking Mars.
Yes.
Colonize the moon.
Yeah, directly to Mars. And
bypass the moon entirely.
That's true.
I kind of like the idea of building, like, you know,
a base on the moon. A base on the moon is great, but you know what's even better? A base on one of the moons of Mars.
Nice.
Right. Okay.
Nice.
That's what they're talking about. Because if they can get there, then they can just drop stuff down to the surface.
Think about the TCP/IP packets traveling back and forth between the moon of Io and Earth.
Right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Geothermal energy from Io.
Yeah. Puts a whole new definition of latency.
And then you can get fresh water from Europa underneath that icy crust.
There's enough water on Mars.
Skype is going to scream.
Supply a base for 200 years at least.
Right.
With all the discoveries that
that's awesome.
Those landers, definitely.
With all the discoveries that those landers made about Mars, there's no question that Mars was full of water, probably had life. We could go live there.
Yeah.
The problem is that there's no liquid core to create an electromagnetic bar against gamma radiation. There's no built-in force field.
Huh.
That's the main problem.
What we can do is we can do experiments so we can build one eventually.
Or we can go underground.
Yeah, that's true too. We can go underground on Mars and see if we can build.
Unless we go to Mars, I have no hope. Because everything about manned exploration to Mars solves all the other problems, right?
Yeah, because that's where we build new technologies.
Because we have to have an
engine
that gets out there fast enough, which we have with the Vasimir plasma engine, if you've been following that technology. It's fast enough pulse to get us out there and back without extended periods of time. But everything else is a lesson that we have to learn. We have to learn how to survive the radiation. We have to learn how to grow food on a different planet.
Gentlemen.
And we have to learn how to terraform a planet.
Well, have you ever read the Red Mars, Green Mars, Blue Mars by Kim Stanley Robinson?
Yeah, a lot of it's hard science that's good. But
Have you ever heard of Bob Zubrin? He's I don't know if he's still the president of the Mars Society.
Oh.
He's the one who published a book back in the 70s.
People are pointing at me.
It's called The Case for Mars.
Oh,
Mark
sorry.
Mark Burnet has to
piss. And he outlines specifically in that book on how to get to Mars. Robert Zubrin is...
How unprofessional.
He lives in Colorado,
show?
And he published that book. And he outlines in that book on how to get to Mars.
Yeah,
this was over 30 years ago.
Yeah, I think the fact that when I was a kid and I was told that we would be on Mars by 1987, what a huge lie that was. I was so excited. I wanted to be the first person on Mars.
Well, what about what you were talking about earlier, in that we've stopped developing technology to get us there because the interests of our governments have been elsewhere.
Yeah.
And it might be possible back then, if we had continued in a certain direction of space exploration, we might have been there.
I think it was definitely possible.
Yeah.
But the big problem that happened was a lot of the scientists were envisioning spaceships powered by nuclear reaction. And in the 70s, there was a lot of resistance to that. And I think it was a right thing to resist. Do you really want to put a bunch of things that might explode into space?
Well, we can go down the path of that. I mean, there are unsafe materials around us all the time, and there are ways of protecting ourselves.
Like Scientology.
Well, we were talking about, that's different. That's just insanity.
Let's not go there.
No, that's insanity. No, there's like fusion. Or no, not fusion. Hydrogen.
I'm sorry, I'm under arrest. I'll see you later. Man, those guys work fast.
They did. Jeez, you got out quick. Hydrogen is something that is a useful source of... a useful fuel. And they've been able to power cars on that. The problem is it's very, very volatile, right? It'll blow up. How do you deliver it to the gas stations? All those things need to be figured out.
That's why the Vasimir plasma engine is smart. It uses hydrogen that's already out there space.
Right.
And it accelerates it through the spaceship and out the back.
Yeah, you can capture it in a sail. I don't know if you've ever heard of Carl Sagan. He showed it in his Cosmos series.
Have I heard of Carl Sagan? I actually have heard of Carl Sagan.
Billions and billions of star stuff.
Exactly. No, but my point being, with the Vasimir plasma engine that they've tested right now, it's good enough to get us to Mars in, 3 months? Which
isn't
is
it farther away than that?
So much shorter. No.
Okay.
I mean, it's technology that's already there and works.
Yeah, I totally agree that we already have the technology to get to Mars. We went to the moon. Last time we went to the moon was over 30 years ago.
We went to the moon and basically a 49 VW bug with, a 6-volt battery.
And computer electronics that basically less powerful
Sinclair,
than my watch.
A Sinclair Z88.
Probably less than a Z80 processor.
So we have the stuff we need to get there.
Probably do.
We have people willing to go there one way and just die there. We have the technology to get there and back.
Yeah.
Let's go!
What do you say, Frankie?
I totally agree. Yeah? That's a stepping stone to the stars.
That is true.
I thought his name was...
Tell.
Oh, okay.
Frankie Tellus.
Frankie Tellus.
That's me.
Is that his secret name or his real name?
That's my real name.
You don't have a secret name?
Not yet.
How about... How about El Kabong?
El Kabong. I have various secret names, but I don't want to go into
that.
He's
got names, but we don't want to talk about the women that use those names.
I've been called a vampire, but
Wow. That'll be a can of worms.
How about if we just call you the Space Cowboy?
I think we just fell off the cliff with that one.
Forget that.
Is that why my dog has a wound on the side of her neck?
Wow.
Wait a second here.
My brain hurts.
Okay, we got let's see here. We got 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
I saw an interesting article. Did you see the story of the collar bomber?
The collar bomber?
This guy kidnapped a girl and put a collar on her claiming it was a bomb.
And no, I didn't hear about that.
Demanding ransom for her parents to unlock it and remove the bomb. Yeah, it was a pretty known story. Well, the way he got caught is that he also hung a USB stick on a necklace around her and told authorities to read that USB stick because it had a ransom note on it and it had information. So the USB stick said that this is a bomb and demanded a certain amount of money, where they should deliver it to and all that.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that he wrote the note in Microsoft Word and forgot to purge the metadata from it, so the guy's name was sitting in the metadata
awesome.
In Microsoft Word file. Yeah.
And that's the only good that Microsoft has ever done.
Right, I know. But this article went
Gates
on to
is a
say
philanthropist.
That even if he had known that it was there, that once you put something on a USB stick, you can't just erase it like you can on a hard drive. It's much more difficult to erase files if you remember to do
but
it.
But my initial laugh
I know.
Was that something that Microsoft created actually did some good.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that Bill is a philanthropist in the sense that he does give to charities and he's...
No, I'm not against that
amount.
At all. And in fact, I think he had that plan initially when he was a young kid.
Well, they give discounts on Microsoft Office to nonprofit organizations.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
But nobody cares because they all use Open Office. It's free.
Do they really? Or do they use stolen versions of Word?
I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Right.
Bill Gates, I think, from what I heard, had planned to give away his fortune at a very early age.
He's one of those entrepreneurs that when he passes away, I can see him giving all of his cash to a foundation.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a lot of good, I'm sure.
Have we reached that section of the show, Mark?
Yes.
No!
yes!
No!
So...
No.
This is the greatest part of the show is that we introduce you to iPhone apps that reveal the real reason why you should not buy Android, you should not buy...
This is a separate show.
You shouldn't buy anything for an iPhone because of these fabulous apps that are only available for iPhone.
You sanctimonious iPhone...
How about Ghostbusting
Prima Donna?
Ghost Hunting Toolkit.
Wait, Ghost Hunting Toolkit?
Toolkit, yeah. All right. It has a vibration detector and power detectors and EMF detectors.
Yeah.
You leave it in a room and it'll let you know whether a ghost is wandering through that room or not.
But did you know that all that stuff the original Ghost Hunting TV series was all bullshit anyway?
Just go to ghostgossip.com and you'll find out more about that stuff.
That's true.
What is it? Ghost?
Yeah, but Troy runs a site called ghostgossip.com.
Okay. But it's all bullshit.
Right. Okay.
Right, RF modulators.
Right.
I'm going to find some ghosts.
Okay, how about an app called
Virtual Modulator?
Barber? Yeah. Do you enjoy going to the barber more often than you really, just for the enjoyment, more often than you really need a haircut?
Because she's hot.
Because Virtual Barber, you put on headphones and it gives you all the sensory experiences of being in a barber shop.
Really?
But sitting at home relaxing on your couch.
With headphones?
Yeah. It'll make 3D-dimensional sounds of a barber shop for you.
I just like to stare at the gazungas in my hairdresser.
Right.
Beep. Beep, beep.
Here we have Rear Raider.
Rear Raider.
You take a picture of someone's rear, and then the device will analyze it, and it will give you a rating of from 1 to 10 of that rear.
Tim,
and
are you listening to this?
And it automatically posts the answer on Facebook.
I just said gazungas. He just said Rear Raider.
Right.
How about watermelon?
Who's bad? Who's worse?
Okay, and then
or
our
watermelon.
Who's our
favorite? Okay, never mind. I thought I had an appetite for watermelons, but that's another
There's
thing.
An app called It's Friday. It's a Rebecca Black Friday soundboard. You press buttons and
taxi
the phrases of the song. And that's pretty important, right?
Rebecca Black.
What about her?
I don't know.
No, there's a
Rebecca It's not Friday
Black
yet, so.
Soundboard where you push buttons on the iPhone and play the phrases of Rebecca Black.
What do you think
Black?
Of her new song?
I don't know her.
It's My Moment.
Oh, that person.
Yeah.
You were the one who told me about that.
My moment.
Well, she's JB, so she's
out. Oh, man. She's had her moment.
I'm glad it has passed.
Well, it'll come again in a month.
Okay. It'll be that time of the month, or it'll just be that moment.
Right.
I'll let you ponder on that.
Okay,
anyway,
I'm
another
done.
App. There's another app called Memory Info. The title is Memory Info, no ad, absolutely inaccurate 1.0. Are you still looking for a mini app that can show you how many memory used or how many stored remain? Do you know why your application crashed sometimes in your iPhone, iPad? Memory Info is mini application for iPhone, iPad. Memory information is very clearly. Storage information is obversely. Check out how many applications are running on background.
What?
You can double tap device home button and press hold one icon to quit it to free memory. It's free and forever.
I got nothing. Yeah. I got so. So Apple let that through.
Yeah. Yeah. The bad English.
They're like this yeah. idiot.
I know.
I'm not. You know.
Wait.
Let's not even let. It's not even worth correcting the spelling mistakes.
I know. How did I talk about Body Bongo yet?
What is that?
Body Bongo is a drum set, a virtual drum set, where it brings up pictures of people and you play drums on different parts of their body. So, I don't know. But
go ahead.
Try
Bob,
to get this for Android.
I know you've got a question.
Pad. No, you better get an iPhone to be able to run these fine applications.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah.
Body Bongo.
Right.
I'm telling you, man, that's a party. That's like, right. Never mind Twister. It's all about Body Bongo. The next party. Oh, no.
I want to go home now.
We don't need the iPad. Let's just play Body Bongo.
Right.
Are you, the listener, having fun yet?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, listener, wake up. Wake up. Mark's part of the show is over now.
What? No, I'm just looking. I'm looking.
He's still got some moment, some time. It's his moment. Yeah. His moment. He's got some time.
Get back at your friends and family with Spitball and select which item you want to spitball out. Use your camera to focus in on who to get and tap the screen or blow into the mic to send the object flying. That's pretty good.
You ever shove your head in a toilet and flush?
There's an app called Boob Job that you take a picture of a woman and it'll enhance the boobs automatically.
Beep, beep, beep.
See, now I got him doing it.
Hey, that happens in L.A. a lot.
You ever stuck your head in the toilet?
Then it happens for real, too.
You ever put your hand in the door of your car and then slam it?
Another one I like for bad English.
It feels better than this.
Respondent 1.0, R-E-S-P-O-N-D-O-N. Respondent helps you get the answers to the most important issues that arise in the head and that you cannot decide. To get an answer, rubs the lamp twice, round trip, and to lift a finger will show the answer. Compatible with VoiceOver by showing a response is read automatically.
How did Apple ever get the reputation of vetting applications?
You know,
I don't know.
I really like it when my nose hair clippers break away from my hands and kind of go...
Wes, wake up, Wes. It's time to recalibrate the space station's engines, Wes.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, there's one called DiCaprio version 1.0.0.0. And you know the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio in Inception? There's a they stick a little picture of him strolling down a road. They put in other pictures a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there's an app that lets you insert that DiCaprio meme in any picture of your choice. That could be pretty useful.
That might actually be useful. That's not as much a crap as
I know.
because, you know, we're living in different levels of alternate, you know,
right.
sleep deprivation universes.
Okay, maybe I'm done. I can't find any other good ones, so I guess I'm
just
done.
Like our one listener.
Yeah, no.
Who's currently trapped 18 levels down.
Right.
Or should I say, crapped 18 levels down.
Oh, speaking of that.
Can't get out.
Okay.
Let's wake them up.
You know, are you familiar, if you're familiar with the Pete's Coffee chain.
Yes.
They're in the Bay Area. I'm not sure where else they go.
Considered to be the better.
But they have free Wi-Fi,
it's only 1 hour.
But they make you purchase something first. The way they handle it is you tell the cashier you want a Wi-Fi code,
yeah,
and they hand you a sheet of paper with a 4-character code on it,
right.
that you have to type in on their server to get the
and
free Wi-Fi.
And guess what the password was?
And I got one called crap, K-R-A-P. No, Frankie got it actually.
Yeah,
today
I say, oh crap!
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm done. That's all.
It must be a miracle.
It's a miracle.
We finally reached the end of the show.
I know.
For those of you out there wondering, we don't get paid to do this. We just do this. There's no commercials, and the reason why there's no commercials is because we can't find anybody to pay us to advertise.
That's true.
Attention, advertisers. Well, you too can reach these demographics.
I've told you the only way we're going to get money for this is if we say, donate, and we'll stop talking.
Well, we could. Are you saying we could approach Audible and pay them to pay us?
Right.
Or pay them to actually advertise.
They'll
Audible.
Pay us to stop doing the show.
Yeah.
I think you got a point.
But I usually wear a hat so you can't see it.
It's good. Coneheads. Coneheads are back.
Which ties into the earlier version of It's Not Easy Being Green that we heard at Starbucks. Which, when sung in French, has the double meaning of It's not easy to be a Frenchman.
I just want to go back to the 1980s.
I'll see you there.
All right. You coming too?
Yes.
Nice.
Getting your DeLorean.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going back.
Back to the future.
Yep. But we need enough plutonium, though.
Right.
Just remember that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Slurpcast Show.
Right.
Unless you've been doing something better with your time.
You could have been vacuuming. I know you're not listening to this at the gym.
It would suck more, or maybe it would suck less.
I would like to encourage you to listen to the show again next week.
Okay. You're a mean man.
Until next time.
Thanks, Mark, for being a part of this. Thanks,
if
Bob.
If the world lasts long enough without Steve Jobs at the helm, you might hear us again next week.
Right.
I hope they figure out a way to reincarnate the man.
He's not dead, you know.
I know. Yeah. He is to the Apple world. No, yeah. I'm kidding. He's not. As a matter of fact, that's why I said on Facebook, right. What does resign really mean in his case?
Right.
It just means that he's not going to be at the Apple, that he's not going to be there and responsible for the same things, but
right.
he's definitely going to have a role,
right.
even if the board says he can't be on the board.
Do you think Pixar's going to animate him and then dump all of his brain into some, like,
right.
Woody the Sheriff character?
No. I don't know. I don't think so.
Possible.
It's possible.
We'll cut off his head and put it on a Futurama type of device.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Or Wally.
Wally?
Right.
Bravo!
Goodbye for now.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Over and out.
Bye. Bye.